Microsoft Teams.
There'll be no physical location from which members of the public may participate. The public can listen or watch the live stream video on the district's website at hvalcsd.org. To join this meeting, select the June 15, 2021 Board of Directors meeting, select Join Microsoft Teams meeting, and then select Join on the web instead. Please submit your comments to Penny Quadras at pquadras@hvalcsd.org or mail comments to the attention of Administrative Services Manager, Hidden Valley Lake Community Service District, 19400 Hartman Road, Hidden Valley Lake, California. Comments will be addressed by the Board President as related to the agenda item or during the public comment. All right, I'm going to call to order, and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic where it stands,
which is
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, Penny, could you please call the roll?
Director Brown?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Lieberman?
Here.
Director Millerick?
Here.
Director Freeman?
Here. All right. Motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda as written.
I'll second.
Second?
Second.
All right, moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Penny, could you call the vote?
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yes.
Director Millerick?
Yes.
Director Freeman?
Yes. All right, on to the consent calendar. Anybody want to pull anything on the consent calendar? Looking at the minutes of May 5th, May 11th, 18th, and the 21st. All right, hearing nothing, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I motion to approve the consent calendar.
And a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Penny?
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Millerick?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yes.
Director Freeman?
Yes, thank you. Item number five, Board Committee Reports, Personnel Committee.
No meeting.
No meeting.
No meeting, okay. On the Finance Committee, we're going to be going through some of this stuff this evening. Obviously, we'll bring it up then. Gary, did you want to add anything?
No. As we said, I think we talked about everything on the agenda tonight, so we'll just discuss it as it comes up.
Okay. Can everybody hear Gary all right? I'm having a little trouble. I don't know whether it's the microphone there or not.
It's a little bit.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Jim?
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you.
Okay. I'll try and speak up.
I'm sorry.
I'll try and speak up.
All right. Thank you. Emergency preparedness?
We did not meet.
It's a microphone.
Okay. I assume there's nothing on the Lake Water Use Agreement Ad Hoc Committee either?
That's correct.
All right, and the Valley Oaks kind of looks like it's staying the same. Is that correct?
No, not exactly. Well, right. Hopefully, we can have a meeting here in the next couple of weeks. Mr. Porter's getting where he's able to get around better now after his surgery, so we should start seeing some action, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks.
All right, perfect. Staff reports, financial report. Any questions on the financial report as we go through? I just had one on page 45, which was the aging report. And as we're looking at the numbers of delinquent accounts, we're up to 340 from that's in May, I don't, probably going to be closer to that in June. And the total for April was 303, so we had a, you know, we're trending upwards again. But if you recall back in February, as it shows, we had 382, and then I think we sent out the letter, did we not? And we're down to, they were down to 269 in March, so I'm wondering whether we could send out another letter, or maybe the same letter. That brought in over 100 responses, at least we got some numbers down, got some money in.
Yeah, we have changed the bill backs coming for the winter bills in June, since the executive order is going to be lifted in September. So we're gearing up to be able to do lock-offs again come the fall. So we have changed the message on our bill backs to our customers, so hopefully that'll be effective.
Okay. The one good thing in the aging report is the number of accounts delinquent is up, but the amount of money owed is down a little.
Right, so. It's our less than 100 that rose up again this month, if you look at the chart.
Yeah.
We had 63. So there's one month behind.
Yeah, and I see a lot of the categories are negative, meaning that
they're down. Yeah.
People have been paying.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the larger amounts. That's, I think the liens and things have something to do with that.
Yeah.
That's the good news. Congrats to the staff for getting the the check it out or the pay by phone or text to pay.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that on the website as well? I don't remember seeing it there.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other questions before we get into the field report?
No, not for me.
Okay. Any questions on the field operations report? Hearing none. Alyssa, can you bring us, I take that back. We're going to Aqua State Ledge.
So I actually have good news this month. So SB 223, which would have been a terrible bill for us, it was the extension of SB 998, which extends the lock-off period to 120 days. We would have had to forgive debt, all of that good stuff. That bill has failed. It died in one of the committees. So at least as of now, we don't need to worry about it because it's not going on this season. We do still have to worry about SB 222, which is the Water Affordability Assistance Program. That one is going to another committee tomorrow, and we're going to see what happens there. That's about it. There's not much else going on, but at least we got 223 out of the way, because that one would have been very financially bad for us. So.
And Alyssa, as I understand it, the objections to the bill 222 were that it was too broad, and there was some concern about exactly how the funds would be distributed. Is that correct?
For SB 222, correct. So they're waiting on some amendments because there still is no funding source for it. From what I understand, it would not be us that would fund that. It would be the state. But since they don't have any funds, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Surprisingly, a lot of bills get pretty far and they don't make sense. So
okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right, thank you, Alan. All right, Alyssa.
Yes, sir.
Any projects update on this?
Well, we, as always with the movement of projects, there has been some movement after the press time. So you'll notice comments for each section of the projects update here is about 2 months worth of information. We keep a rolling 2 months so it doesn't get too unwieldy. Activity in the debris removal project, we have been fully obligated. for a portion of the project that was during the window when FEMA was willing to pay 100%. So in other words, that's $36,245 that is coming our way.
Sweet.
In the generator and HVAC project, portion project of the LNU complex fire, we have been obligated for the portion that was 100% financed or reimbursed through FEMA, and that was the $20,747. So those two projects have been fully, have been obligated. Basically, there's no more that FEMA can do. Obligated means it's approved. The check is in the mail, literally, even though we haven't seen it yet.
And should we be seeing those soon, Alyssa? I mean,
yes. I'm a little surprised they're not here yet.
Oh,
I was
really?
Hoping,
okay.
You know,
it's hot. It's hot.
By tonight, but soon.
Okay, good.
The other one that didn't make it to the press is the it's known as project, I don't think I have the project numbers here, but it's the one that's 75% reimbursed by FEMA for HVAC work and generator securing of generators. That's the $47,647. It's the very last line item on this spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That also has been fully obligated. So again,
good.
Checks in the mail.
Good.
It brings us up to basically around 100,000 coming our way real soon.
Good news.
Good news. Thank you, FEMA.
Thank you, Alyssa.
The
thank
hazard
you,
mitigation
yes,
side.
Always
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Alyssa.
I'm sorry, were there questions?
No, no, we were just thanking you.
Okay. on the hazard mitigation side of federal funding, not a lot of movement here. Again, past press time, just today we submitted yet another response to an RFI for the Defensive Space Ignition Resistant Construction Project. That's due to be submitted to FEMA sometime in August. On the state funded projects, we are moving forward on the Unit 9 tank portion that is being funded by the state. This one is, we had our trying to keep a foot in the state funding program as well as waiting for the federal funding to come through. And it's become a little difficult with the timing because the state came through before the federal, and there are some things that have a deadline that's looming for us on the state side. So we've begun to do the CEQA process for Department of Water Resources, and that means submitting a permit to the planning department here in our county. So that's happened. As you know, we finished the pipe bursting project for the Meadowview easement. We've done some cammering of other sewer lines, another easement as a matter of fact, and submitted that to Coastland for their review to see if it's eligible, if it's bad enough to warrant another pipe bursting project. So that's under, that's with Coastland for review. AMI, again, after press time, talked with the training department of Badger, actually on Friday, later that day. And we have set up tentative training for the ION water program for in-house staff for July 21st. The timing is important because we want to learn how to use it and then start uploading the meters as soon as that day so that we can take those meters off of the handhelds and get started on the transition. So that's exciting. The order's still in. We're kind of in an inventory crunch now. There is a chip shortage that's holding back portions of the meters. Dennis has been kind enough to ask Badger and Pace who we normally order these through to just give us what they've got, and without the endpoints, without the cellular portion of it, just give us the meters so that we can do our replacements. So that's in the works.
And then the cellular portion can be retrofitted afterwards.
Yes.
And that's what the chip shortage is in the cellular portion.
Yeah.
On the on the tank 9 permit process with the county.
Yes.
Is there a time limit on getting the permit based on the information you just provided us?
I have been given the name of a person. It's not Eric, but I did CC Eric Porter on the correspondence. Her name's Tracy Klein.
Yeah.
As far as timeline is concerned, she was on vacation to the 15th, until the 15th. So I sent it on the 9th. She probably just is getting caught up on her emails. I do not know what the turnaround time is for that department, although I did hear anecdotally that they would be more than happy to review a tank project instead of a cannabis project, because that's all they're getting. Absolutely inundated with cannabis projects.
Well, we can give them lots of alternatives.
So, but the question comes down to, is the county aware that we're under a time issue with the state here as far as our obligation to get this project moving?
They will, yes. So I talked initially with Eric before I got the name Tracy Klein, so he is apprised of the situation, but trust me, I'm a squeaky wheel. I'll let them know. And yes, specifically, the grant agreement for the state funding was enacted on June 27th, 2020. And it was at that time that the Unit 9 project was put into placeholder status because we hadn't done CEQA yet. We were waiting for federal funding. And that time, that started the 18-month timer. So we are now a year later and still have not heard from federal, so we're down to 6 months. So it is a very serious timeline, and I will be sure to keep up with the planning department on getting that going.
Thank you.
The final page of the projects is potential projects, and this is where we're sort of using it as a bucket for other activities that could be construed as projects but may not be necessarily funded by outside entities. The American Water Infrastructure Act of 2018, we still have until the end of this month to certify our risk and resilience assessment. Continue to work on that. The Flashits projects had a lot of activity, a lot of talking, a few documents. We have a non-disclosure agreement. We have a development agreement in process. We hope to have a final development agreement that includes a pro forma by tomorrow, they say, so that we can present to the ad hoc meeting, the committee, and move forward with the progress on that project. American Rescue Plan, also a lot of legwork from staff reaching out to our local legislators and whoever will listen to encourage support of direct transfers to special districts. It's possible, given the wording of the act, for those transfers to happen, but we do need political support. We have about 4 or 5 categories that we qualify for funding, of which we'd really love to see reimbursement or relief from the arrearages that we experience, the loss of revenue during the COVID 15 months, and possibly loss of productivity during that time. Those are all figures that we are eligible for funding. So very active on that front.
Anything that the directors can do to assist on that?
Absolutely. Well, so we sat, a few of us sat in the budget hearings at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and we learned actually that, well, the Congressman Thompson came to our county and presented the county with a check from the American Rescue Plan. So they now have those funds, figuratively. I mean, it was a 6-foot check, you know.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. We have reached out to our Board of Supervisors. Maybe we can share with you the outreach letters that we've sent. Senator McGuire, Assemblywoman Aguiar Curry, Governor Newsom, and Congress.
Okay.
And of course the Board of Supervisors. I know that Supervisor Simon is the one that is responsible for our district here, so we'd love to see his support in our request for these funds and our request for the transfer of these funds directly to us. So certainly, at the very least, we can forward those letters on to you to see what the language is and the talking points.
Okay. Is there any reason to, or that we can put that on, or any reason to keep it off the website so that other people can see it and possibly notify them as well?
I can't think of any reason not to.
Okay.
It only gets us, you know, stronger fiscally, and you would think our ratepayers would be in support of that.
Yeah. I would hope so. Can we see that we can get that onto the website?
Okay.
Could we ask our ratepayers to petition the supervisors?
Yeah, I would think we could.
What did it say?
If you support this, send them a letter or something.
Mm-hmm. Do not cash.
Maybe we could compose some kind of quick letter that we can forward.
Yeah, definitely put something together.
All right, thank you.
When the funds become available, which it didn't state on that check.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions up to this point before we get to the drought? All right. Hearing nothing, Alyssa, let's talk about the drought.
Right. Well, we have a drought as the last topic on the last page of the projects update, but it's also in our agenda. So we could just jump to the agenda. We've developed a drought contingency plan that is up for discussion and potential adoption. The drought task force, we've had a bunch of meetings about that, and we're still developing messaging progress, but bulletin boards haven't started showing up yet.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the drought is
anything else?
Public hearing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The agenda item for the drought is a public hearing.
Right. All right. Nobody has any other questions? Anybody wants to read a general manager's report?
You want me to read the general manager's report, Jim?
Anybody have any questions on the GM's report? So we got a new part-time representative coming in, Melanie S.
Correct. She'll be starting on the 1st.
Okay.
But it was a good report, Dennis.
All right. No other questions? Let me to number seven, discussion of possible action, adopt resolution 2021-7, increasing West America Bank ACH limit. Trish, this one's for you.
Thank you, sir. Well, we, on a monthly basis, for our utility payments, we send bank drafts for our customers. And all these years, our limit has been $16,500. Last month, my batch total was over $17,000, so it got kicked back to me. That's how I learned about our balance. In order for us to increase this limit, we need a signed resolution from the district. So that's what's in front of you.
And this is one item that we discussed in the Finance Committee, and agreed that we need to move forward this, recommend that it be approved, and discuss the fact that down the road we might need to even increase it more. But for the time being, this will get us through next month.
A few years, I think, we'll be fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the resolution?
I motion to approve as written. To adopt increasing the ACH limit with West America Bank.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All right, moved and seconded. Penny, can you call the roll, please?
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yes.
Director Millerick?
Yes.
Director Freeman?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item eight, adopt the fiscal year 2021-22 budget and investment policy. So now we have the open the public hearing and receive comment on that proposed thing. So I have a item to read and give a second here. All right, this is the time and place set for the public hearing for approval of the proposed 2021 to 22 fiscal year budget. Before I open the hearing, have there been any written comments on this item received prior to the meeting? No. And if any, they can be entered into the record at this time. Did we get any, Penny?
No, sir, we have not.
Okay. So the hearing is now open. Presentation by staff.
So
it really is, anybody want to take it?
Yeah, I will. Basically, we've been looking at this budget year of the 2021-2022 budget year in early spring. It was brought before the Finance Committee. As you can see in the budget narrative, it pretty much lays it out on what's proposed for the budget. It also went into the Lake County B as of the 1st of June for the public hearing. And we held a board workshop. Now we're coming back with a pretty solid budget for the 2021-2022 budget year. And pretty much, you know, I think it speaks for itself.
Right. And I'll just make a comment. The staff started working on this months ago, got a good head start on it. Finance Committee and the board reviewed it multiple times and tweaked things here and there, and so I think we've got a very good budget proposal. And Jim, you and I and the Finance Committee reviewed it and recommended that the board should approve it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Any discussion about that? Okay, so I'm hearing nothing. I'm going to close the hearing. The hearing is now closed.
Do we have any public?
Director Freeman, can you state the time that you closed the meeting or the public hearing, please?
Yeah, 7:29 p.m.
No, sir, there is no public.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
There was no public present.
Okay, thank you. All right, any further discussion? All right, do I have a motion to approve resolution 2021-03,
I move,
which is the budget itself?
I move to approve the budget proposal as written.
I'll second.
Second by Director Brown?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Penny, can you call the roll, please?
Director Brown? Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yes.
Director Miller?
Yes.
Director Freeman?
Yes.
Okay, and that proposal also included the investment policy.
Yes.
That's separate.
Yeah, we'll need a separate resolution, a separate motion to approve that, correct?
Correct.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
I thought it was all part of this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, all right, can I have a motion to approve the resolution, the investment policy?
Motion to approve the investment policy as written. I just, let me make a comment. We did discuss this in the Finance Committee. Right now, I mean, there are a number of investment options listed in the policy. Right now, staff tells us they're using primarily money market and LAIF funds, the pooled investment. Those are the primary ones that you're using now, and it sounds like that's what you've been doing in the past. And so the additional options would be just that, options. And we did discuss the fact that if you're going out into the financial market, trying to get a better rate of return, you're also taking more risk, and so that needs to be kept in mind, and everything needs to be fully vetted.
All right, good point, thank you. Any other comments on that? All right, we have a motion on that?
Yes, I motion to approve it as written.
Okay, seconded?
I'll second.
Alright.
Seconded by Director Brown.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Seconded by Director Brown.
Yes.
Alright, Penny, could you call the roll?
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yes.
Director Miller?
Yes.
Director Freeman?
Yes. Okay, we're moving on to item number 9, is adopt the resolution of 2021-08, the Water Shortage Emergency Declaration and Drought Contingency Plan. We're going to open a public hearing. We're going to receive comment on the Water Shortage Emergency Declaration and the Drought Contingency Plan. I'll do that now. This is the time and place set for the public hearing for approval of the proposed declaration of water shortage emergency and adoption of a drought contingency plan, including drought rates for water service. Before I open the hearing, Penny, have you received any written comments on this item prior to this meeting?
No, I have not.
Okay. The hearing is now open and open for public comment.
Can you state the time, please, Director Freeman?
The time for opening is 7:33 p.m.
Thank you.
All right, hearing no public comment, I'm going to close the hearing at 7:34 p.m. and the hearing is now closed. It's back to the board for the discussion and the action. Any discussion on this?
I had a question. What is the current distance to water?
What do you mean by current distance to water?
DGW, am I using the right term?
What's the level?
The static level?
I can get you that number for the, actually, for the month of, we haven't done drawdowns for June, have
no,
we?
No, actually I'm involved with drawdowns tomorrow with the operator that's currently going to be doing them, Nick Hendricks. So I will be out there doing static levels across and drawdowns with them because I want to pay close attention. I'm not going to go out every month, but I am planning, me and Barry talk.
And the static level, you'll be able to determine the DGW and depth to water, and distance to water.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't see that it's much changed since the May. Do you have the static level of May? I'm trying to remember offhand what I saw it well for, because I just went through those.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it here.
I want to say it was 33 feet, 31 to 33 feet, but don't quote me on that.
That would be really neat.
Okay, so just for a point of clarification, the depth to water figures that you see in the drought contingency plan framework.
Can we bring that up on the screen, please?
It's 100, yeah.
Thank you.
That is an average over 11 monitoring wells.
Yes.
So that's a figure that will need to be calculated on a monthly basis. It's brand new for us. This is a brand new plan. So when you go to drawdowns, you get a static level or a depth to water level of all of the wells that you're monitoring, including the production wells. But the depth to water figure is, like I said, an average of only 11, not including the production wells. I think the May figure is eluding me, but I'm going to grab it here as soon as I... it is a number that is reminiscent of the previous drought, 2013-2014. So let me grab it.
The bottom line, while she's looking that up, how do we look?
Good.
We're in good shape, right?
Yeah. So she's talking about monitoring wells that are on the outskirts of our wells.
Right.
Okay. So they're doing an average of what we might think the aquifer is looking like. But honestly, on an average, I see the depth of the wells go anywhere from 23 to 48 feet in depth, depending on the time of year. And you have to remember that we also get evaporation that's probably close to the same, you know, at on the end of that 48 to 50 inches of evaporation. So yeah, but it always comes back. What I can point out though is even at the worst drought that I've seen since I've been here and talking to others that have been here, after it hits a certain level, it does not drop past that level. And it never has. Not gonna say that it ever won't, but it hasn't, according to what I've seen, and that's at our actual well fill.
So the reality is, our clients are in decent shape.
Yes,
and got their backs.
Correct.
From all indications, yeah, okay, it's dry. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
In that, but is it really down to a panic situation or something like that?
No, and that's why I want to be part of the drawdowns.
And it, right. Yeah. And so I guess the point being is I know other communities and other water districts have declared emergencies. If there's not one, I don't want to declare it.
Correct, and we have that ability too. That's why we're adopting these rates, but at a tier zero, where we're not going to implement any rates, and I don't want to either, unless we absolutely have to, but we have to show that there's something really going on, and that's where the percentages come up of the depth of that water and what that might look like.
Now, I know I wear two or three sets of glasses depending upon what I'm doing.
Right.
But nowhere in there did I find what kicks things into action.
Okay.
And that could be because I went too fast through it.
But just the percentages.
Yeah.
Where do we start to get concerned? And I don't mean that we hit bottom now with concern. At some point, there's a certain curve.
Right.
And at that point, we start to really get nervous about things. Right now, and I don't know a lot, okay? But I know enough to think that we're in pretty decent shape, and that's why.
No, we absolutely are.
And number one. Number two is, I do think it's a vital to the community to know, yeah, okay, there's a drought, but we don't need you to change too terribly much.
Right.
But you know, anything helps. But on the other side, though, is it's a real value to our community and to the values of our properties and all that, to say, yeah, it's a drought, yeah, we got to be aware of things, but you shouldn't be too concerned about buying a home or or developing in the area.
Right.
I don't want to get into the situation where the state comes in and mandates BS like they did last time.
Well, I guess they can no longer do that. We call our rules here on how we see fit for this community. Am I right on that, Alyssa?
Yes, our attorneys had lobbied against the mandates in 2015 and succeeded, so that they were able to prove that the state cannot require a certain level of conservation. They cannot make it mandatory. They proved that it was too arbitrary a number for the entire state, and left it up to the individual agencies to do their own policing.
Okay, so it's on us then.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Great, because the reality is, like I said, it is tight in the creeks, and this weekend's a little smoke test out there in Big Canyon. But on the other side, I do think it's a big kudos to the water agency and for the community to say, hey, it's tough. We do want you to be safe, but you got nothing to worry about right now here. I mean, it's got to be dry for 5 years, I think, if I understand things.
Yeah, I think it'd be even a little bit longer.
Longer than
that,
possibly.
Yeah, I don't even think we're close to overdrafting our aquifer.
Right.
And that's my opinion.
Yeah, right. I mean, but how you determine that is by your.
And that was good framework that was put into that. Alyssa did an awesome job on that, and I agree. A lot of it really shows where we're at, but what I also want us to realize is it gets to a certain point and it maintains that point.
Right.
So hydraulically it's just being fed, so
which
we can be grateful for.
The biggest reason I'm pushing this way too is if we, and I think we'll have opportunities to market our water to some degree to bring in further revenue.
Right.
And so right now is the time to, hey, guys, we're okay, we're going to watch it, and all this, but do I want to get everybody,
And that's where I want us to be good stewards of our aquifer and us watch it intensely, because then we can see when it actually starts to become a problem and we start to overdraft, because, just like some of these cannabis, I want to sell them water if you want the truth, I mean, honestly, it's revenue for the district. I would like us to see us manage that aquifer, if at all possible, in term of it all, but also make sure that we never overdraft, We can consider that we got an endless supply, but we know that's not true. Right. When does it actually become a problem?
Right.
I think we see it a devastating problem in higher elevations before we ever see that actual problem.
So, I guess that brings me to the emergency declaration. That's what bugs the daylights out of me.
Okay.
If we're not an emergency, and I don't want to imply it, I don't want to take it lightly. Don't get me wrong there. But we're not an emergency. We're keeping an eye on it and all that.
Right.
I don't see the emergency, and I think we're doing ourselves a disfavor of how well you're managing to the community, and this community has a count on, even to the point where firefighting efforts can count on this community and this, the water service we have. If God, I hope it's a quiet summer, but anyways, if the event occurs, that hey guys, we know where to go. Don't second guess it.
Right.
And then we'll deal with the rest later. So that's the biggest problem I got with all this that came up was a declaration of emergency. We're not.
Right.
Well, the governor says we are.
Well, the governor says we are in the state of California.
He's been wrong about a lot of things.
He made a declaration that many counties, including Lake County,
including Lake County,
emergency.
And Lake County has also,
That's right.
Adopted, and that's where we were trying to send the same message throughout the whole county. But we're not.
We're not. If the rest of the county wants to declare it, great. But count on Hidden Valley and the Community Service District. We're here to work with you. It's not an endless supply, don't get me wrong.
Right.
And as far as, the contingency, we're monitoring it regularly, and if something happens, you could be shut off. But at this point, I don't think, at least this, our area of influence is under emergency.
Right. And I agree with that.
So that's where I got a problem approving.
Okay.
Well, as I say, then the government already said, governor already declared an emergency. I mean, we think that we're going to be okay, but I think that we need to implement some changes here to make sure, like recommending that people conserve water, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's where we're trying to just send out that same message, and it's, and that's why I wanted to also stress that it was just I was very adamant, we're not going into any tier. I don't want to adopt any kind of a rate, especially going into our new fiscal year, where rates are already increasing, because we are not looking so bad in the aquifer.
Well, the drought plan is fine.
Right.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what I say. Governor has declared an emergency. All the indications are that we should be okay, but we'd still be smart to go ahead and implement some things to reduce our consumption and conserve.
Yeah, I think that would be a good message to send out, honestly, because we don't know what the coming years are going to be.
Right.
But do we? Instead of an emergency declaration, maybe we just rename it.
But
we just follow up with, just being good stewards of
water management.
Water management, right.
And that, and number one. Number two is that we do have a plan in place to monitor things, and should it hit the emergency, then folks, we're going to ring the bell and say it's time to line up and behave.
Yeah. So no need in calling or crying wolf right now.
That's right.
I agree with you. But I do believe that we should put something in place that states that we want to conserve.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially my neighbor. She's our best customer, I know.
All right. I'm going to say this, guys. I'm at a little disadvantage because I'm having a little difficult time hearing everything that you're saying. So could somebody summarize it, please, your three-way discussion there?
Okay, so basically, we're not looking at wanting to call it...
Dennis, the one.
Watch the cord.
We're not wanting to call it more of the lines of an emergency declaration or contingency plan, but somewhere along the lines of being more conservative of what we do. Is that pretty much correct?
Drought plan.
Just a drought plan instead of the emergency declaration that we're proposing.
Okay, so we're just talking about terminology.
Yes.
Right. Well, I think the resolution will need to be rewritten because it's got both of them tied together.
Right.
So we might need to take that back to legal.
Yeah, I would suggest that we do that. The other piece of this is that we don't have resolution says that we adopt the drought contingency plan and direct the general manager to implement it. It doesn't give it a specific date that we have to do that. I was going to point out that we could, when it comes back, we could adopt it, but delay the implementation of that pending the staff's review of how our water situation holds up. So I'm a little concerned about implementing drought contingency tier rates at a time when we're yet to see what impact it has on our finances.
If we look at Exhibit A, I mean, it kind of spells out what under, you know, what when the drought rates would need to be imposed based on the depth of water and a couple other parameters. I mean, it's not a date, but it's a
yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Anyway, so at this point, are we headed towards bringing this back? And if so, we will table this for a rewrite.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're going to table, but if so there's some interest in removing the word emergency, what word do we replace it with?
As far as I'm concerned, there's a drought on, and we have a plan in place to monitor the drought. And that, but our clients should feel good. Of course, we encourage
conservation.
I haven't had my cocktail yet, that's why I'm not thinking. Haven't encouraged, we do encourage conservation, but folks, live your life. I mean, let's get back, and if you want your rose garden, great, have your rose garden, but don't water the sidewalk or the road or something like that. So that's just where I'm at as far as this goes. If we're not in it, I think it's kudos to the community and to the service district that we are, they do know they're being watched and that we're not going to let them run out of water. But on the other side, I don't want to yell, oh, I've had enough of yelling these days. Just because every time people cut back, that's when I hear the water districts, oh, we got to raise money, we got to raise our rates because we cut back on gallon. The community does their job, they cut back, but then we're short and we're still operating at the same. It still costs us the same every day to operate.
Yeah.
So while I do want to acknowledge there is a drought and we should conserve where we can, I don't want to, it's not to the point where anybody's got to panic and that we've got our eye on and we move forward. And then if certain levels get hit, that's when we kick in the emergency deal and here's what's got to happen to help us make it through to them next year or two or whatever. But we established in this conversation that we think we got a few years worth of water, even if it remained dry. So the neighborhood might burn up. That'll be it. So,
Go ahead.
Sorry, just my one little thing. So long as our water supply is secure and the levels are abiding properly, I think really the big thing is making sure that we aren't cutting back on that use. We aren't raising rates unnecessarily or presumptively, only because of words coming out of Sacramento. So long as our water supply looks safe and secure, I don't think we should be too terribly concerned as far as water on our end goes.
Well, in the description here, it's called a drought contingency plan, which I think is what we all want, is a drought contingency plan, right?
However you want to call it. I think a contingency down the road, but I'd rather enact our plan of monitoring and the few other things and encouraging conservation and that kind of thing. From there, though, that's where I draw the line as, oh, I don't want you washing your car, I don't want you watering your garden, I don't want that. When you hear emergency, that's what everybody thinks, and that's where I just, enough.
Okay. Now, the thing I want is for people just to pay their bill.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the most important part. Sailing complete until the money's in hand.
Yeah, we're all in favor of that. Anybody have any other comments they want to mention? All right,
Sorry. Just a little perspective on the federal action of emergencies. It's to my understanding there's never been a federal disaster declared for a drought, but again, we're in uncharted territories here, and the levels haven't been this low in a very long time, at least for the surface waters. Paving the way towards disaster funding is a sheriff's proclamation of disaster, governor's proclamation of disaster, county's proclamation of disaster. These are the things that help line you up for reimbursement funding should it actually get worse. We don't know. We don't know if it's going to be declared a disaster. We don't know if we would ever need funds, even if it was. But those are just things to think about when we're all okay, but we're keeping a wary eye on the future, what's coming.
All right, good point. Excellent. All right, so is it the board's consensus that we will table this and bring it back at a later date?
Yes. Okay, we're going to run it by legal. The
yes.
Agreement.
Yep, we can do that. Sean, you good? Jim?
Yep.
Good? Okay. All right. We don't need to vote on this. We can just table it and move on to item 10. Public comment. Do we have any public, Penny?
No, sir, we do not.
Thank you. Board comment.
Well, as I've said in the past, I want to thank staff and Trish for getting on top of the budget this year, starting the dialogue early so that we could tweak it, and I think they've come up with a very good plan, and congratulations.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they followed our roadmap, the MBS study, and it worked, so I appreciate that. Appreciate the board's efforts to get this through.
And appreciate Alyssa's efforts getting the funding.
All right. All right, good job, guys. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second it.
Penny, call the roll, please.
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Graves?
Yes.
Director Lieberman?
Yep.
Director Millerick?
Yes.
Director Freeman.
Yes. Thank you all. We will see you in person next month at the board hearing room.
All right. See you guys. And,
yeah. And we will not have a Teams, I guess, a Teams meeting anymore. Thank goodness for that. Knock on wood.
Well, except
all right.
The public, right?
Y'all,
the
public. Just real quick, I'm out of town 2 weeks starting on Sunday. I'll be back in town on the 6th, but I'm available by phone. Thank you all. Have a good night.
And that didn't change.
Adjourned at 7:58.
OSHA's still looking, you know, they're working on really scaling down. So I think that may change. But I did see where it's still.